Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish security forces in Istanbul are searching for the gunman responsible for an attack on a nightclub celebrating the new year. At least 39 people were killed, nearly 70 wounded. Dorian Jones has more.
Funerals have already begun of those killed in the New Year's Eve nightclub attack, while Turkish security forces are searching Istanbul for the gunman responsible. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim denied initial reports the assailant was wearing a Santa Claus costume and said he left his gun at the scene before escaping. Efforts to identify the victims is continuing, along with their nationalities. Foreign nationals are among the dead. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Syrian monitors say hundreds of civilians fled villages outside the Syrian capital Sunday. They were trying to escape a third day of fighting between government forces and rebel groups. The exodus from the Barada Valley is said to involve about 1,300 people. Officials in southern Iraq say gunmen wearing suicide vests and driving an explosive-laden vehicle attacked a police checkpoint Sunday, killing 7 people. Authorities say at least 15 people were wounded in the attack near the town of Kadisiya. All the attackers were killed. Responsibility for the incident was claimed by the Islamic State group. U.S. officials say they have no information about a power grid in the northeastern state of Vermont was penetrated. At the same time, they are investigating suspected Russian malware found on a utility laptop computer. The Department of Homeland Security says the laptop was not connected to the electrical grid operated by the Burlington Electric Department. This is VOA News.